Fourth One. Boogie in the morning.
You know how sometimes it's really frustrating when your other half uses something of yours? You know, girls, sometimes he uses your expensive shampoo and conditioner.
Oh, that annoys me.
Well, this girl was, this is a brilliant story, she was fake tanning one night and she was looking about for something to use to apply the fake tan.
Oh yeah.
And she couldn't really find anything, so she decided to use one of her husband's socks as a mitt.
Oh.
So she put the hand in her husband's sock as a mitt, applied the tan as you do, and then that was it. She was fine. She threw the sock on the floor. Of course, he gets up the next day and he's running a bit late, so just grabs the first socks he can find.
Oh, no.
So he puts the socks on, goes for a 12-hour work shift, gets home, takes his socks off, goes straight to bed, thinks nothing of it. Next morning, gets up, goes into the shower, looks down. Ah! He had one black foot.
One severely suntanned foot.
It had been the fake tan had been on it so long, it was like really, really dark, and he couldn't work out what it was.
Oh,
and he
no.
thought he had trench foot or something. he says, I was Googling all sorts of weird foot infections and getting totally creeped out. I was screaming, and my wife Stephanie came down the stairs, started laughing hysterically at my foot. I was panicking. I was just about to phone NHS 24. And then she says,
genius.
No, I used your sock to apply the fake tan. Oh, man, that's funny. So it's so annoying when your other half uses something of yours. I'll tell you what it is for me. My wife uses my shaving gel.
Oh, right.
Shaving gel is expensive.
Uh-huh.
It's about £4 a can or something.
All right.
And I've got the special one for the sensitive skin. And she uses it on her legs. So, like, I use a tiny little pea-sized bit for my face. She goes down both her legs and then spreads it all over. I mean, I don't mind her using my razor so much. It's the gel. That's what does my nut in.
Oh, there's some great stories on Facebook. Caroline Taylor says, my house coat drives me insane. It's bright purple and fluffy. He's 6'2", I'm 5'2". It's just wrong.
It's like Mick from EastEnders. Danny Dyer, he always wears his wife's house coat in the show.
I hate it when my other half uses my blank. Vicky and Gifford, what are you saying?
Well, my husband likes to use my eyebrow tweezers to pluck the odd irritating hair out of his north nostril.
Oh!
Yeah.
Does he at least tell you when he's used them so you can sterilise them before you apply them to your eyebrow?
Well, I do, but it's when I go looking for them and I find them in his cupboard, that's when I know he's used them.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or when you put them together and they kind of stick together.
Disgusting.
Oh, Vicky.
Yeah. Mm. I know. Shocking.
Yeah. Sharon's Karen. Thanks for calling. Today, we're asking what you hate when your other half uses of yours. So it could be your shampoo or conditioner. It could be absolutely anything. But it's yours and not your other half's, and they use it and it annoys you. Tammy on Facebook says, I hate it when my other half uses my toilet. There are three toilets in our house. One is for me and the other two are for the six boys in the house.
I think I totally get that.
I think it must be like husband and five kids who are all boys. So they've got three toilets.
Yeah.
She has one to herself, but sometimes he uses it.
Oh, that's annoying.
I
totally get it. Anyone with boys in the house will understand that.
Yeah, I'm with Team Tammy on this one, definitely. What you got there?
Hazel hates it when her husband uses her toothbrush.
Oh no! Ming. That's horrible.
Lou Baker, she said, I hate it when my other half uses my car. He moves the seats and the mirrors. He changes the radio station.
How dare he?
I know.
How dare he?
And Terry, who's a girl, who's in Leslie, says, I hate it when my other half uses my comb for his beard.
Ew. Who combs his beard?
Well, if you've got man beard, you've got a manicure. You've got to get
you don't.
Get it soft and silky. You've got to comb it.
No,
you do.
Nonsense.
Yes, you do.
I have never once combed my beard.
You've got stubble. You don't have a beard.
I've had a beard.
You know the big bushy beards that people have at the moment? Stop looking at my chin. That's not funny.